Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment. And I am so glad to have you here on the have you here this evening with me. You know, I don't know if you've ever thought about this. Perhaps you have from your childhood. It depends on if you remember this show or not. But there's an interesting subject called Love American Style, and I remember that being a comedy show. I think it was on sometime in the 70s. You know, so I'm aging myself, but I don't care. You all know about how many years I've been on this planet. Anyway, I remember being a show of little vignettes of comedic versions of how people in America love each other. And mostly there were little tricks the couples were playing on each other, or there were miscommunications. Sometimes there were little vignettes about double entendre, like the man meant one thing and the woman meant another thing. And really, it was all for our laughing enjoyment. It was all for a comedy response. And, you know, so I don't know if you wonder about it. I think a lot is going on here in the United States. I know it's going on pretty much all over the Western world, you know, the more modern world, where marriages aren't exactly working. Our rate in the United States is a 50% divorce rate, and then on second marriages it's an 80% divorce rate. And I know that lots of people are experimenting with other kinds of relationships. I've certainly had people like that on shows that I've done in the past, people who have experimented with different kinds of couplings or triplings or quadruplings or what have you. So the question really is, in terms of this show, the theme of tonight's Tantra Cafe, what is love American style? And, you know, I have no idea if you know, and I have no really idea if I know, but my guest seems to know a little something about love American style. So I'm going to bring him on to the show. I'm just going to let you know his name and who he is. My guest this evening is Eugene Alegria, and Eugene has something called the American School of Tantra, and I met him recently here in Phoenix, Arizona, where I'm now residing. I met him at a Tantra meetup group, and he gave me his card and said, "Hi, I'm a sex educator. You can call me sometime," you know, right after I had introduced myself as a Tantra teacher. So sure enough, I called him. He calls himself Gino, by the way. I called him, and we've spent some time getting to know each other, and he has a very interesting look, a very interesting slant on what people are calling sex education these days, what people are calling Tantra. So I'm going to bring him on, and we'll explore with Gino what the American School of Tantra really is, what love American style is. So are you there, Eugene?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you, Laurie.
That's great.
Well, first of all, I have to say that sex in America is a very serious subject. I mean, I've taught classes, I've done workshops and everything, and everybody gets, like, very, very serious about this to the core subject. And one thing I've noticed that the American public needs in order to learn about human sexuality is comic relief.
Wait a second. You're saying that people are learning about sex to have a little comic relief in their lives?
It's absolutely necessary. I mean, people just become so serious that they actually close the life force energy that flows with them. And having comic relief, you know, the laughter, actually is a very healing power. And that's why I think Love American Style was so successful in the 70s or whenever, was because people need to laugh at themselves and about their sexual relations, and about love.
I like where you're going with this, so let's continue along. People need to laugh with themselves so they don't shut down their vital sexual energy, their vital life force. That's what you're saying.
Absolutely. Years of therapy will provide more seriousness, and sometimes I feel that it never really gets resolved, but it's through those paradigm shifts that are brought through with laughter and humor allow people not to take themselves so seriously, not to take their partner so seriously, and just go with the flow, which is this life. Laughter and life. So one of the things is when I teach class, I mean, I start and everybody's very serious, very scared and everything. And just by introducing a little bit of comic relief or a little bit of laughter, all of a sudden there's a complete change of energy in the room. People kind of like can be themselves. They can let their guard down. They can embrace our authentic selves, that playful nature that we all have, and just not take the subject so seriously. So I believe that laughter and humor are essential when discussing topics like sex and love, American style.
All right, this is good. So let's roll it back a little bit. So in you've mentioned now that you do teaching and that you have people in classes and you break the ice with them by getting them to laugh. But let's find out a little bit more about you before we find out about exactly what you teach. I have no argument with your philosophy. I don't think any of the people that I know, any of the listeners to the show, I don't think anybody would disagree that people need to lighten up. So let's find out a little bit about what got you into this. I mean, I know a little something about you. I met you recently and I've spent some time talking with you, and I know that, that you have a diverse background of studying, and you have everything in your background from the U.S. Marine Corps to taking many, many classes in Tantra and in the Chinese philosophy and in Kadoshka. So you have a tremendous wealth of information. I'm sure you got a lot from the Marine Corps as well. What got you interested in Tantra, if you wouldn't mind sharing that with us?
Okay, well, I would have to go back to the root of the issue. My passion, my lust for life actually began during puberty. It was like, you know, I was a teenager and I had no idea about sex, but it was like, it was such a fascinating, and I was very curious about this phenomenon called sexuality. And I would read books that were, you know, adult, you know, orientated for like, and it was way beyond my comprehension. The sex education class, sex ed that I received in high school was just like, just so you know. It was like, there was this yearning, there was this part of me that wanted to learn about sexuality. I mean, I remember I was in my teens and I stumbled across the Kama Sutra, I didn't have any idea about what it was about, but I was totally fascinated that, you know, that somebody had wrote about this subject. And really the education which I received and all Americans received is with their peers. And so being a young adult, I had the sexual education of a teenager, and that created problems. I never took a class in relationship. I only had my parents, I only had my image makers, I only had what I saw on TV as role models in learning about human sexuality or learning about love or learning about relationships. And you know what? I was very naive. But I had this internal passion that there has to be more. And I think it was that passion, that curiosity, that helped me throughout the years to be fascinated, to be interested, and motivated to learn more and more about human sexuality. And the more I learn, it seems like the less I know.
Well, let's just, that's such an important point that you raised. The more you learn, the less you know. That's really kind of one of the states of being in Tantra, isn't it? The state of being in the unknown, like letting go of knowledge and being present to what's right here, right this moment, right here, now, and now, and now, and now. Wouldn't you say?
I've had to empty my cup many times, only to be filled again, only to empty, and only to fill.
Wonderful.
it's a continuous, lifelong learning process for me.
So,
and I for everybody else too.
Well, you know, I mean, the sex education that you described is still the same. Just say no. I mean, they actually, since we're discussing Love American Style, you know, we might add that the United States has the highest pregnancy rate of all the modern nations, the highest pregnancy rate. And so just say no doesn't seem to work.
Well, I believe that sexuality in America is unsupervised. I mean, you have people who are young that have no adult supervision. I mean, they're not getting the instructions that they need from their elders, their parents, their, you know, people that are educated know about these things. It's kind of like, let's look the other way and let them figure it out like we figured it out for ourselves. And so the cycle continues. There's really no education for teenagers or even young adults or even adults when it comes to human sexuality. I see right now that there's an expansion and more information is being put out there and more people are moving away from dumb sex to intelligent sex. They're moving away from the raw experience of human sexuality and being conscious and having an integrity when they engage with each other. You know, people want more today in intimacy and connections, and they're realizing that, you know, the release sex or the recreational sex of the 60s and 70s and what or not is no longer satisfying, that people are desiring more. And that's where Tantra comes in.
Yeah, that's where Tantra comes in. Well, I do want to say, I mean, just I'm going to give a little plug for myself here since it's my show. I am actually introducing a Tantra for Teens course right here in Phoenix, Arizona. That's coming up in a couple of weeks, and I have 8 teens and their parents. Of course, their parents aren't going to be in the course. The parents are bringing the teens to my workshop space. And the teens are all excited. They're ages 12 to 17. And I'm going to teach them a few basics of human sexuality, just the bare basics, because that's not really where it's at. I'm then going to teach them some sexual energy containment, what's that word Mantak Chia uses? Cultivate. I'm going to teach them how to cultivate their sexual energy, build a charge, and then use their energy towards fueling their intentions. And my goal for the day is, it's just going to be a 4-hour class, but my goal for the day is to get them to feel comfortable in their bodies as a sacred temple, and also to get them feel comfortable if they say no and don't give in to peer pressure. That would be what I would want, but if they say yes, when they come to a time to say yes, they'll be so comfortable about running their sexual energy, being present, and knowing precisely what to do in the moment of the unknown.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, actually, that I created that just over the past few weeks and got lucky in terms of pitching it to the right audience. So maybe something's going to change as a result of just this pilot course. I hope so for all the generations to come. And I know you do, too.
Mm-hmm. So I would love to say that the energy or the emotion, the emotional, the physical, and the mental body is you know, it's fast. It's very powerful. And how do we have the maturity to understand what's going on and how do we harness that energy, not try to control it, not try to suppress it, but allow it for expansion of our whole being, you know, in our life. You know, how do
all right,
we
so
energy?
How do we, you know, do you want to, you, you know, what did you learn about being able to do that? You went on this quest to learn about Tantra and to learn about your own sexuality, and how did you learn to harness your energy? I mean, I think everyone wants to know that, but I don't know if they know to even ask that question. How do I harness my sexual energy?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, My actual experience in Tantra began in my early 20s.
Okay.
And it was through the courtesy of the U.S. military, I was sent through overseas, and I started to experience human sexuality that was not American. And I was touched in ways that expanded my heart, that, you know, to have a connection, to feel that energy, to feel that loving, healing energy. And for me, it was mind-blowing. It was expansive. It was like, wow, this is what it should be like. And when I got back from abroad, I continued my study to find, you know, what was going on. What did Tantra mean? And I remember in the early 80s, the only book that was out there was Mang Ta Chia's, you know, Sexual Cultivation for Men. Then later on came Charles Muir with Conscious Loving, and then Margot Anand. You know, and people started to come forward and to explain ancient esoteric terms in American English language. And I was hungry, and I looked for that.
So I still have the same question for you, though. So you read these books.
Yes.
And they're great books. They're great books, by the way. So, and everybody should have those books in their library. Montauk Chia's book, Charles Muir's book, Margot Anand's book. So how did you learn? What did, you know, what specifically did you do to harness your sexual energy? Did you use a certain breath technique? Did you, you know, what did you do? Did you control ejaculation? Like, what did you do?
Okay, I would have to say that it was kind of the opposite. Because of my imprinting, because of my worldview model, because of everything that I had experienced, I actually shut down my sexuality.
Really?
So, in other words, I put a stop to it. I mean, you know, it's like I repressed it. I couldn't flow the energy. So what happened was that my sexuality was actually a release, you know. So it wasn't that it was out of control. It was actually stifled. It was choked. And Tantra has given me the ability to allow it to run free, let the energy free without expressing it in inappropriate ways. Before, because of my repression and everything else, it became troublesome.
I see what you're saying. So you shut down for a while. Okay.
So it was kind of the opposite. It's because of my environment that I actually repressed my sexuality, and that force would manifest in a negative way in other forms. You know, it was like, how do I distract myself from being? How do I distract myself? You know, what's the latest thrill? You know, what's the latest thing I could buy? What's the latest high I can get, you know, by American consumerism? By, you know, how do I channel my repressed sexual energy in other ways, you know, like whether it be caffeine, or whether it be nicotine, or whether it be just consumer spending. How can I do this? What would be the next thrill? Because I'm repressing my own sexuality, so what I need to do is make up for it another way. The sexual energy was there, but it was so guarded, so repressed, that it got to the point where it just stopped flowing. My idea of it had gotten to the point that my idea of Love American style was 10 minutes of sex from beginning to end with ejaculating or a release at the end with no little or no aftergirl. And then it got to the point where the more quantity, the less return on investment.
Right.
So shutting down was relatively easy. living in a toxic environment, living in corporate world, you know, it's relatively easy to shut down our sexuality. Opening it up and letting the energy flow, now that's a different story.
All right, so let me just stop for a second. So I just got to totally understand this. You're saying that you literally shut yourself down because you were getting little to no satisfaction from your sexuality, so you shut yourself down, and now you've learned, it sounds like you've learned a totally other way of being.
That's absolutely correct, and that's why I go back to teenage education, because I received the same education. Just say no. Abstinence is the key. So right away I start shutting it down, you know, and then, you know, going out to society, it's like, just say no. Just, you know, do not open up your heart. Be guarded, you know, So, you know, just years and years of repressing my own sexuality got to the point where I had cut off the energy completely. I know it was in there, and that was a frustration, but the thing was I wasn't able to express it. I wasn't even able to feel it. I just totally shut down to the point that I'm going like, something is wrong here. And it wasn't until I had a paradigm shift where I said, hey, wait a minute. I wasn't born this way, but how come I feel like I'm dying inside? How come I feel my spirit is dying? How come I feel like no matter what I have in excess, it's not enough? I feel this empty hole inside. What is it? And that's when I did start really engage in the path of self-discovery to see if there was something out there that could awaken my spirit within and return me to how I was when I was a teenager, full of life, full of vitality, full of adventure, full of excitement. How can I live that every day in my life? You know, and that's when I start to really embrace Tantra.
Now, how did you find Tantra? I mean, okay, you found the Kama Sutra, you found these books, but how did you find your first class in Tantra? Where was it? How did you find it?
Okay, well, I kind of came through the back door in the sense of I was interested in human sexuality,
right.
So I got involved with the BDSM community. And
Okay. Basically,
as far as I knew, it was the only game in town where people were interested in developing their own sexuality. And the BDS community is also known as whips and chains, you know, dungeons, you know, the dark side of sexuality. As far as I knew, that was the only game in town, and I started to look at that because I needed, and I felt, like always, is that I need to educate myself about human sexuality. So I kind of went in with an open mind, and I approached it as just being a voyeur and just watching what people do with their sexuality. Now, I would have to say it was a little bit dark, but at least it was taking a look at something. Then I found out about Native American sexuality, and that was the Kadoshka. And that just kind of opened up my eyes to realize, you know, there's a lot more out there. And I had always had an interest in Tantra, and then I started looking at learning from a Tantra teacher, going to Tantra workshops, and practicing Tantra every day in my life. So it became
a lifestyle. Wait a minute, let me just stop you for a second. When you say practicing Tantra every day in my life, does that mean that you're having Tantric sex every day in your life, or does that mean something broader?
Yeah, the confusion about Tantra is that it has been put in a little box called sex. My definition of Tantra is a gateway into the holographic universe. It's beyond our physical realm, beyond our mental realm, and getting involved in an energetic that's all around us. It's been explained through quantum physics. It's the sages of old, whether they be Taoists or Hindu, have been talking about the unified field. You know, modern science is recognizing that there is a unified field. Energy is everything, and everything is energy. And to actually experience that firsthand in my body and my total being, I believe, is Tantra, where it's no longer about sex, it's about expansion. It's expansion of our being, it's expansion of our minds, it's expansion of our bodies, it's expansion of who we are.
So I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, one of the things I like to say on this show is that, people, they have these funny notions, you're right, that Tantra is reduced to this little box of sex. And sex is the portal. You know, a lot of people, I don't care how people get here, to what you're talking about, this huge expansion, this connection with everything that is. If they get here through exploring sex, which you did and which I did, then that's how they get here. And then when they go through the door, the whole world shifts. The whole way of seeing the world, the whole way of being in the world shifts. So how has it shifted you?
Okay, I can, because prayer, meditation, all those spiritual disciplines, repeating mantras, it's all esoteric and it's fine and well. But, there was this one experience that I had where I was listening through this creative visualization, relaxation tape, and they said, imagine yourself going to a safe place that you're filled with joy. So what happened was that I recalled the memory when I was like, 7 or 8 years old, and it was like in the fall, and I was on this basketball court, a little kid, and I was there with a basketball, and the wind came in blue, and the fragrances in the air and everything. I felt like complete bliss and peace in that moment, being a child and experiencing the change of season, experiencing my hands around the basketball, being there on the court and feeling safe and secure. And it just felt great to be alive. I mean, it flowed with every cell within my being. I felt so good. And yet I was just standing there with this basketball in my hand, and I felt so pure, so innocent, so wonderful to be alive. Okay, Tantra is that. I'm no longer in my single digits, but it's like looking at the sunset and being one with the rays, and just being one with the air around us, being one with the feeling the dirt beneath our feet, and just being totally elated with the experience of every moment is a new experience. I mean, just our hearts are wide open, our minds are no longer talking to us, but receiving the beauty that's all around us. And that is why I call it Tantra. It's when we experience those blissful moments that come all the time if we're open to it, and just living life in the moment in that total freedom, without the pretense and going to mind, without the resistance that we feel in our body, without the aches and pains, all that stuff. And spiritual, not following any dogma, not believing in anything because somebody told me, but just being there in the moment and experiencing and witnessing the life that is around us. That is Tantra. It's not about religious dogma. It's not about listening or following anything that I'm saying. It's an experience that is unique and highly individualized to every human being on this planet. And when everybody can get there, and everybody does, everybody has those aha moments. Everybody has those times. It's nothing unnatural. It's nothing rare. It happens to us. But if we can celebrate these moments and enjoying more, then pretty soon they start to string on each other. And living Tantra is feeling that every day. It's not about sex. If you would say sex,
right.
If sex is communion, it's about, hell yeah, it's about sex. It's about communion with the everything. It's about communion with our bodies, ourselves, with everything that's around us. And then feeling that lust, that passion, that bliss, that silence, that whatever, just filling
You sound you sound highly excited. You sound very you sound so positive, so alive. I mean, your energy is catching, and I feel that I can feel you. We're not in the same room. We're over two different lines, making the show, and yet your energy is reaching right out and grabbing me where I sit, and I think that's what you're describing as Tantra. I think that's what you're describing. It's very catching. It's very, it's exuberant, your energy. You're exuberant. It's beautiful. Really, really beautiful.
I've met teachers who have the sparkles in their eyes. They have a glow that's around them. I mean, physically you can see it, but it's more about feeling it. And I've been inspired by all those teachers that have come in my life and let me know that it's all available to anybody. The glow is there.
Now, since you're mentioning teaching, let's go to that a little bit. Thank you for acknowledging your teachers. It's all of them, and being inspired by them. That's a phenomenal testament to them and to the subject matter. Now let's talk a little bit about what you teach, because I know for a fact that you've said that you teach Tantra practitioners, people who are teaching Tantra. So tell us a little bit about that. But I know you've taught in some pretty wild, to some pretty different groups, Tantra to some pretty different groups. So tell us a little bit about your teaching,
So somebody asked me how my sex life was, and my standard response, which is very sincere, is that it can always get better. Before I started really living the tantric lifestyle and really embracing the teachings, I thought that was it. I thought that, statistically men start to decline after they're 25 years old, and, it's just downhill all the way. And then after discovering Tantra, I found out that sex gets better. Life gets better. Everything gets better.
That's really good. That's a great point. As we're aging, sex is getting better.
Absolutely, absolutely. And for me, that's like a big positive. That's a big plus, Either we shut down or we speed up, So it's like, that's with energy. So when I teach Tantra, the first thing that has to be really addressed is our fears. Because it's all about letting go of baggage. It's about reclaiming reclaiming ourselves. I mean, just saying yes to sex, that's a big one. One of the things I said, if anybody really wants to learn Tantra, number one, they have to say yes to sex. They have to be okay with their sexuality. They just have to say yes. Even though they may not like fully be there, at least they said, I'm going to make a difference. The second thing is that they have to let go of excuses, because once they say yes to sex, then all of a sudden they have all these excuses why not to have sex, or why not to engage, or why not to honor themselves, or why not to do the work that it takes for their own self-improvement. I mean, automatically they say, yes, I'm in, and then the second thing is, are you ready? And they're going, no, I'm not ready yet. So that's the second point. Then once they let go of the excuses, which is an ongoing process, then I believe in order to learn Tantra, you need a partner. And the reason being is because we become like two batteries of energy, and we need that reflection. It's like trying to learn how to ballroom dance without a partner. It's trying to play a team sport without a partner. It just doesn't work.
I have to just say I don't agree with you there, but that's okay. We can have a friendly disagreement about it. I think people can prepare their body and their tempo when they don't have a partner. I think they can move their energy and circulate their energy and learn the techniques and learn the breaths and actually clear out the garbage which would prevent them from creating a partner in their life. And in order to do that, I think they need to do Tantra. So that I would just disagree with you on that small matter, but please go ahead.
Well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and tell you the bottom line of Tantra. I agree and disagree with you. Because Tantra is a paradox. What is good for one is not good for the other. What is, right. you know, and it all complements each other. Because Tantric is such a wide experience, good and bad always complement each other. They're not contradictions. They actually complement each other.
Right.
That's going deep into the Tantric philosophy that you cannot enjoy the night without honoring the day. I mean, you know, it's just, it's the yin yang of everything.
Right.
And then the fourth point I say is that there has to be a commitment. There has to be a commitment. Once a person finds a tantric partner, and see, this is also a big block that people say, I'm not going to learn tantra unless I have a partner. And then I agree with you, no partner is necessary. They also say that I'm not going to study tantra unless I find a partner who's willing to learn. It doesn't really matter if they're interested in learning tantra because tantra is a solo path. You know, people choose to be tantricas or follow that path. That's highly individual. And everybody grows at a different rate of speed. And I also say that some people are just blessed and naturally gifted with, you know, the arts of tantra without ever reading a book or even knowing what the word means. And then I've seen people who have studied tantra, and they're experts on the subject, and they couldn't run energy to save their life.
So could we say that people could study tantra by themselves, and they could do some solo practices, you know, the white tantra stuff, until such time, or... I don't even want to say it like that. Like, could we say that it's better with a partner? It's better with the mirror reflection. It's better with a partner. A partner can take me places I can't take myself.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you totally. And I also agree in stages of growth. Because there's some solo work that has to be done in learning tantra. Absolutely has to be. That it's a solo journey. I mean, appreciation of ourselves, getting in touch with our own body, getting in touch with our energy, that is a solo journey. Nobody can guide us, nobody can pull us, nobody can push us, but that is totally necessary. People have to, tantricas have to feel the sexual energy within themselves before they can share that with another person. Now, the other person might give them a jump start and everything, but it all depends upon ourselves. And that's the difference that I call dumb sex between intelligent sex. Dumb sex is like, you know what, I don't want to do anything, I want somebody to do me. You know, intelligent sex is, no, I'm responsible for my own life force energy,
right.
And as I run it, then I could share it with another person, and then we can start reflecting or vibrating out of each other. Dumb sex is like, I need somebody to help me release, and then it's done with, and I'm done. I don't even have responsibility for my sexuality. Dumb sex is like, I'm giving all that responsibility to somebody else, and now they're in charge of it, and if they do good, then I get released, and if they do bad, then it's bad sex, or whatever. And what happens is like, you know, I don't believe in that concept either, that I need somebody in order to be filled.
Right, no, you don't. No one does.
And that's
no one does.
That is dumb sex. That's why you got, you know, that's why you got divorce rates so high, is because people in their heart realizing that the other person can't do it for them. And yet,
well, you know, listen, you know, I think Tantra is the reason, I think Tantra is the exact reason that I learned to be my own beloved. I mean, I didn't, look, when I started to, taking tantra lessons, I didn't know that was going to be the outcome. I had no idea that I was going to feel this good about myself. I mean, what you're describing, you know, dumb sex versus ignorant, you know, versus intelligent sex, that we don't need anybody to fill us up, you don't need anyone to fill you up. I really didn't know that was going to happen. Did you?
No. No.
And but now that you're there, you can actually distinguish what dumb sex is.
Oh, yeah. and the thing was, I was dumb about a lot of things. See, I was dumb about advertising. You know, I was dumb about consumerism. I was dumb about this. I was dumb about that. You know, I felt like I was so inundated by my environment, by the toxic environment, is that I followed. You know, religions I followed, you know, because it was like, I don't want to self-explore and ask questions. I just want to follow whatever they're saying. You know?
Right. Well, let me just stop for a second and let people know that they're listening to Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment. I'm Laurie Handlers. My guest today is my new friend here in Phoenix, Arizona, Eugene Alegria, and he goes by Gino, and he's amazing in what he's studied and what he knows about Tantra. And if you want to know any more from him, if you'd like to be in touch with him, or if you'd like to have any questions or program suggestions for me, you should write to me at laurie@butterflyworkshops.com, and I can get messages to him or get you in touch with him or any of my other guests in the future. So, Gino, we're back to you, and you're talking about how you were dumb about this, and you were dumb about that, and you were dumb about this, and, you know, you're pretty much describing your typical American, really.
Yeah, I'm 100% American, served in the U.S. military, worked for the government, corporate America, and everything, and I'm well indoctrinated in the American way of life, and my heart is, like, I serve my country, and I honor all people that fit that capacity.
Right.
And there, and yet, I feel that expansion of the soul, the freedom that we declare, the freedom that we declare begins with the self. You know, our freedom to
begins
express
begins with the self?
With the self.
Okay, I couldn't quite hear what you said.
Okay, like, you know, our free thinking. This country was based on free thinkers.
Right, it was, but now we're a bunch of not free thinkers.
Right, but still, there's this thing, you know, it's in our genetics, there's this thing that there's this inspiration inside of us, every one of us, that wants to be free. And what happened was, because I did not honor that, I became repressed. I became repressed. Because I could not honor that freedom from within, I became repressed. And I became repressed because I closed down my mind to what was possible. And I had to take a look at that. I had to take a look at that and start to expand. And for me, Tantra was freeing the body, and the mind followed.
Yes, that's so good. Say that again. What does it bring? Free the mind.
No, free the body, and the mind followed.
Yeah, that's really good. That's so good. Free the body.
I mean, I'm teaching this class. All these guys show up and everything, and they are scared to death. And the first thing I do is I went ahead and spun a record, and all they have to do is wiggle their bodies and dance like nobody's watching. And how difficult it was for them to just get that concept. And as soon as they started relaxing and moving the body, then they felt at ease.
Yeah.
Then their mind started to expand in the possibilities that they could have a good time.
Right. And they can have a good time in your class. It's really, really great. It's great. Listen, you know, I've dedicated my life to it, and you've dedicated your life to it, and there's, you know, more and more people dedicating their life to it because they see how much the need is, how great the need is here, not only in the U.S., but all over, especially even in India where the whole thing started.
Oh, yes.
You know, there's no, people just can't even, they can't, people just are not free. And they're not, and they know there's something more, but they don't know how to access it. And that's our job, you know, getting people to access their freedom. It's really great how you speak about it. It really, really is.
Now, I'd also like to say that one of the fears that people have in learning Tantra is because of the expansive nature of it. The expansive, life-transforming nature of freeing their body and then freeing their mind. And these topics are addressed. You know, as somebody starts to expand their capacity for pleasure and bliss, they also expand, you know, the not so, you know, the parts that they don't want to look at, everything that's been repressed starts to come up.
Right, of course. And that's where emotional release comes in. And all
right,
kinds of freedom techniques. Listen, I need to let you know that we're coming really to the end of our show.
Okay.
And
well.
I want to know if there a way that people can get in touch with you. If they want to get in touch with you, do you want to give out your email address?
AmericanTantra@yahoo.com would be my email address. Or
okay,
you can go ahead
great.
And contact Lori.
Yeah, people can contact me at Butterfly Workshops, Lori@butterflyworkshops.com. That would be the best way to get in touch with me, and I can always get them in touch with you. In terms of Tantra Takeout, is there one practice that you would tell people, you know, just a quick place to start?
Oh, yeah, this is a mantra that I use over and over and over again, especially when I'm teaching Americans this Love American style is number one, breathe. Number two, be in your body. And number three, welcome your fears and desires.
That's so sweet, Gino. Thank you so very much. So, thank you all. I want to say namaste from Tantra Cafe. This is Lori Handlers signing off for this evening. Thank you for listening. Thank you, my sponsors, my producer, my director, everybody that's responsible for this show. Thank you so very much. And Gino, American School of Tantra, Love American Style, Gino Alegria, thank you so much for being my guest this evening.
You're welcome.